Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Coach.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You know, how much do you go back to that first game? Not only looking at the film, but kind of, you know, how much either team could play off what happened there?
Well, we've definitely looked at the first game as a coaching staff, and our players have watched it today. But it is kind of unique how many different players are on the video, and the Eagles are in a different uniform. So there's definitely a lot that's different from the first game to what we're expecting in Sunday's contest. But back and look at the base concepts of the offense, defense, and special teams, and take a look at the personnel matchups that still exist.
When you look at the Eagles' offense, you know, it's a big play offense, obviously. I think they have the most plays over 50 yards this season. And the two guys, you know, at the center of that are Vic and Jackson. Do you look at it as if you shut those guys down that, you're pretty much going to stop the offense?
Well, I think it goes further than that. I mean, it definitely, everything starts with Michael Vick. We have tremendous respect for what Michael's accomplished this year and the level of quarterback play that he's established. So it definitely starts with him. But they have a number of impact players. And you talked about DeSean Jackson. I mean, he's so dangerous with the football in his hands, both on the punt returns and as a receiver. And, Macklin is an exceptional receiver, in my opinion. And McCoy is doing a great job there. So, big physical offensive line. And Selick is definitely a big play tight end. I think it's an offense, from top to bottom, that you have to be able to contain, their perimeter group and try to keep it to a low scoring game.
Is it safe to say that you guys were overwhelmed the first time because you weren't preparing for Vic, you were preparing for Cobb, and then, saw a version of Vic that really hadn't been seen in a lot of years?
Michael Vick did a great job when he came into the game after Kevin Cobb was injured, and we have an opportunity to prepare for him. So he did catch us off balance a little bit, we're a different defense today than we were back then, and they're a different offense too. So I think this will be a totally different game.
Hey, Mike, have you ever just encouraged one of your quarterbacks not to throw against a certain guy?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Like with a guy like Asante Samuel on the field for the Eagles, have you ever just encouraged a quarterback, don't even take your chance on that side of the field?
No, I haven't, but I've regretted it one time.
Which time was that?
Deion Sanders back in my 95.
Where do you see Asante as far as guys like that though that have that reputation? Would you encourage?
Well, he's got tremendous ball skills. I mean, he's definitely one of the top coverage corners in the league. I think he has 7 interceptions again this year. He almost had the one there in the first game. So they do a tremendous job of taking the football away. I would say they're number 2 or 3 in the league and interceptions. So, I mean, it's definitely something that we're very, very conscientious of.
Charles Woodson, we've seen him blitz. Obviously, we've seen him cover. I mean, well, what is it that he does that has the biggest impact on your defense of all the different things that he does do?
I feel Charles is a complete football player. He just gives his body up. He's an excellent tackler. Does a great job. He's always stripping and going after the football. Very instinctive. Clearly one of our smartest players on our football team. So still a tremendous talent. He plays a number of different positions for us in our defensive scheme. And he's definitely one of our future players.
When you signed him, he was coming off some injuries and some teams kind of stayed away from him. How's he done relative to, were there any concerns, when you signed him about what he'd be able to produce, and has he exceeded expectations, or did you expect this when you got him?
Well, we knew we were signing a Pro Bowl corner and had the ability to play safety. So now with the change in the new defense, second year of the new defense, he's shown even more flexibility than that. So he's a special player. I definitely feel he'll go down as a Hall of Fame football player, and
Mike, how difficult does it do to account for a running back as versatile as LeSean McCoy?
Well, he's, you know, running backs that can make big plays. I mean, it's something I think every staff goes through. When you go through the personnel matchups and you're looking at your opponent, and they only have, you know, four or five impact players on their offense, and he's definitely in that category. So, he's someone that we definitely have to contain. Does a great job of making guys miss, and even yards after the first hit. I think he's a tremendous second level runner. So. Does a heck of a job.
Mike, you mentioned that your defense is different since week one. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, just watch the film. I mean, I think there's six or seven. You know, there's number one from a personnel standpoint. It's a lot different. So, and some of the things that we're doing schematically are different. So, I think it's the progression that we've had to take as a defense.
Mike, can you talk about the impact Matthews has on a football game and? You ever wish he hadn't sacked Cobb in week one?
Well, no. I mean, you never want to see anybody lose a quarterback, that's for sure. Clay Matthews is one of our impact players. I mean, he's a premier rusher, but he has a tremendous motor, great passion, a lot of athletic ability. Plays outside linebacker, which is, you know, one of our premier positions as far as we utilize those backers and the different types of things we ask them to do. So, for a second-year player, extremely productive. He's a fine young pro, and he's going to be a great player for a long time.
How much different is it preparing for Sean McDermott's defense compared to Jim Johnson's defense schematically?
You can definitely see the carryover in the origin. I think Coach McDermott's doing a good job. He's had a lot of personnel change from last year, and just spending the whole offseason studying the last year tape and playing them week one, and I'll play them again here in the playoff. It's always a challenge when you have those changes of personnel. But he definitely challenges schematically. I mean, you're not going to just line up and play Tennessee football with him. So he's very versatile and challenges your protection schemes, and is a very aggressive play caller.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
All righty, take care.
Thank you.